Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson doing a little golf with the men's golf team headed out to the national tournament in Arkansas. First up, going to be Colby Patton with us. All right, Colby, first and foremost, obviously for you, the Patton name, the history with your dad here, how big is this for you to be able to go to a national tournament?
Nothing changes, you know. I'm just here to play golf. You know, we worked real hard during the season, played well at regionals, so it's no extra, you know, big thing. It's just going to the national championship, going to go play one round at a time.
I like it. Not a big thing, just going to a national championship and playing one round at a time. For folks, by the way, that don't know, Chris Patton, obviously, is who I'm talking about as far as the lineage is concerned. Has he talked to you very much about this? You know, he's had obviously some experience going through this, or does he try to just stay out of your way and let Colby be Colby?
He doesn't say a whole lot. He doesn't really talk about his past golf experiences, but you know, he doesn't really care how I play, honestly. He's just like, you know, you go out, do your best, I'll be proud of you no matter what you do. And he doesn't really put any extra pressure on me, or really, he just kind of lets me go out and do what I do, and you know, whatever that is good enough by him.
All right, third place finish for this team in the Austin Regional. Team played really, really well out there. Just give me what you think right now about the makeup of this golf team going into this thing.
We definitely hadn't played our best golf yet. You know, all the guys are swinging really well. We were leading par fives going into the last day, I think, and par five scoring, which, you know, we hadn't done all year. We've played the par fives pretty poor, but I think for sure, you know, playing the way we did last week was definitely a big confidence builder. And, you know, Bryson's had probably the greatest season in Clemson golf history, which, you know, helps.
All right. Well, a couple of things you said there. I'm going to pick up first and foremost. The fact that you all feel like you haven't played your best golf, and here you are still in the national tournament. Does that give you kind of a sense of, all right, we are peaking at the right time?
For sure. I mean, every team wants to peak at the right time, and, you know, some teams can ride the highs, like, you know, Oklahoma State, ride the highs, but our team, we hadn't had the greatest of seasons as they had in the past. Like, maybe 2 years ago they had 6 wins in a season, but you know, maybe a peak too early. But you know, this team, I think definitely nobody's played our best golf yet. So I think we're something to look out for, certainly, and nobody really knows how we're going to play. So
what is the strength you feel of this group of guys?
We definitely drive the ball better than most teams. Last week, you know, we were talking after the rounds. Nobody missed more than like 3 fairways around. So definitely drive the ball straight. Gives you a huge advantage into the green, certainly. And I think it's going to be a huge advantage into next week. Definitely with fairway being a number one off the tee, it definitely sets you up for a better approach into the green with a lot of trouble around these fairways and probably the thick rough. And with it being so long, it's going to be hard to probably stop, you know, 4 and 5 irons rather than, you know, hit the fairway, and you'd have a better chance of stopping like a 5-6 iron.
Does this really come down to kind of like, all right, it is truly the old adage of fairways and greens. Fairways and greens is what it needs to be.
It certainly helps. I mean, Bryson's probably the best at doing that. You know, he misses one fairway around, one green around, and he's obviously had the season he has. But I think driving's definitely a huge part of the game. If you're not in the fairway, you really don't have any. You really can't hit super close shots if you're not in the fairway. And then putting for sure is a huge deal. I really think it's all about driving and putting. Yeah, the greatest players hit it so far. Let them have wedges in the greens. Obviously, you're going to hit a wedge closer than a 7-iron. So hit it so far, wedge it so close, and then, you know, just make the putts they have to make. So I think that's really, really all you need to do to play great golf.
All right, so just sitting here listening to you talk, it sounds to me like, okay, for you personally, right, got to hit the fairway first and foremost, hopefully hitting with some length, which you have. That's not a problem. So does it really become a game then from 125 yards in for you?
I think it's more of a mental game, honestly. You know, like listening to Brooks before PGA Championship, he's like, you know, I only got to beat half the people in the field, and then, you know, out of that half, you know, I'm gonna beat 30% of them. So it's really all confidence. If you have a lot of confidence and stick to your game plan, you know, no matter how good or bad the shot is, you know, you never get too high or low on your emotions, which I think is a huge deal. Really helped me last week, you know, hit a bad shot, but if you stay committed to it, you really can't get mad at a bad shot. You know, they're going to happen. So I think as long as you hit more good ones than bad ones.
All right, this is also a tournament people may not realize. This is also a tournament of stroke play at first, and then once you get, if you qualify for the championship portion of it, it gets down to match play.
Yeah.
Is this a team that can do both?
Oh, for sure. We played in a match play event at Muirfield in the fall, and I think we're going to continue to play in that. And I think it's really good to be able to play different styles of golf throughout the year to really keep you in shape. But match play is definitely different. You know, you're playing. You know, you'd say you're playing the guy on the other team, but you're really just you're playing yourself against the course. I think people get caught up so much in playing the other guy on the other team that they, you know, kind of get out of their rhythm and start playing to their strengths. And, you know, it's really easy to get out of your game plan in match play. So, you know, I think none of us really struggle with that. We all stick to our game plan, and our coaches are really good at making sure that our process and the way we attack a golf course is really sound. So I think stroke play and match play, there's really going to be no difference. Our team's great either way. Really no advantage or disadvantage to anybody. So.
All right, lastly then, what does Colby Patton have to do to help lead this team this coming week?
Just had to do what I do, you know. I think throughout the season I kind of lacked with confidence, you know, wasn't playing great, but I think this last week really helped me out. Big confidence builder going into this week, and I think, you know, if I just stick to my game plan and figure out how I want to play this golf course, that's all I have to do. You know, there's really nothing different, no added pressure to this week versus any other week.
All right, so from Colby Patton, we're going to go to Bryson Nimmer. All right, Bryson, let's talk about the week that was, that just happened, all right? Yep. The third-place finish in the Austin Regional. Guys as a whole just played really, really well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was really proud of them. I think everybody, you know, played the top of their game. You know, I think we did a really good job of when a guy played poorly, somebody else picked it up and played really well. And I'm excited that everybody's kind of trending up going into next week.
Yeah, Colby was saying that y'all as a whole kind of feel like, hey, we haven't played our best golf yet.
Yeah.
Does that give you a little bit of a boost of confidence going in this thing, knowing that, hey, our best is still ahead of us?
For sure. I don't think we've come anywhere near our best yet. I think at times we've all kind of been there and we've all played really well. But obviously it's about having everybody play really well together. So it's kind of a good feeling that we haven't used that yet. Maybe next week's the week.
All right, so what do you see right now as kind of being the key ingredients with all of you as a group?
I think just confidence. I think if we go out there and, you know, have a good practice round and get some confidence, I think that could be a big deal. I think everybody stays confident the whole week, just trust what they're doing. That's the biggest thing.
All right, so what's the advanced scout on the blessing at Fayetteville? I'm sure that Larry and Jordan have given you, but what's a little bit of the advanced scout on this course?
Obviously none of us have seen it, but Coach Finley always gets some sort of scouting from somebody. But from what we've heard, it's a good golf course. It's long. There's always your fairways, bent greens. I think it's just going to be really important to be in the fairway and really important maybe just to keep the ball in front of the hole. I'm sure being NCAAs, they'll be really quick. So just under the hole a lot.
Now, Colby mentioned that, is that he thought that last week that the driving portion of the game was really big for you all as a group.
For sure.
And he feels like that you all may be the best driving team that's out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we drive the ball as well as anybody. I don't think that's got anything to do with any of our weaknesses. I think that that'll continue in the next week. And I think our focus is going to be more on the greens. And we honestly didn't have a very good putting week last week. I think we all kind of struggled. But when you can struggle and still finish third, that's a good week.
And sometimes it's just about figuring out ways to score the ball. I mean, that's a phrase, obviously, that's used a lot in golf, but that's really what it comes down to.
It is, yeah, for sure. I think the guys found a good way last week to score the ball. You know, it's tough when you're not making putts to find a way to score, and you really have to get a good mindset to kind of grind and somehow do it. And I think last week they found a way, too.
The other thing, just looking at last week, hoping you carried it on to this week, was par fives. You all were great scoring on par fives.
Yeah, I think those were very difficult par fives, too. I think two of them were around 600 yards. So, I mean, you couldn't get to them in two, really. So, that means our wedge play is pretty good, and means we're taking advantage of the holes that we're supposed to.
All right. So, you all will get one look at the golf course. You'll get one practice round.
Yep.
Take me through that. Take me through that process, because that has to be, I mean, that's like 4 to 6 hours of work that's going on out there.
It's about a six-hour round. I think most people don't realize that the practice round's probably the most grueling part of the week. Obviously, we're still walking and everything, and that's usually not bad, just to walk around the golf. But when you're out there and for 6 hours and you probably hit, I don't know, probably 120, 130 shots because you're hitting extra shots, you're chipping, you're putting. So, but it's a big deal because you have to kind of get a map in your head of the golf course in whatever way you can.
So what, for you, what's the most important? Is it, all right, figuring out, all right, here's the greens and here's where I need to make sure I'm hitting approach shots? Is it, no, this is where I need to drive the ball? Is it a combination of the both?
It's a combination. I think, you know, obviously it starts on the tee. You got to get the right club. You're figuring out what the widest area to hit to is. Basically, you're trying to figure out, you know, can I hit driver here? Do I need to lay back? You know, kind of playing the odds. If I hit driver 4 days in a row, is that going to be okay? So that's first. And then obviously the next thing is figuring out the greens and where the best place to hit the ball is.
All right. So, and I guess let me talk. All right, if you're not going to hit driver on, you know, say you get a hole where I'm going to hit driver here 3 out of the 4 times and you're hitting something else off of it.
Yeah.
Are you still looking to get to that same yardage once again to try to play to the same yardage?
Yeah, I think a lot of times the NCAA, they'll kind of move around some of the tee boxes and stuff from day to day just to make it a little different and kind of add that aspect to it. But, yeah, most of the time you're trying to get it to the same yardage. So if they have the tee back one day, you hit driver to 100 yards. The next day they move it up, you're probably going to hit 3 wood to 100 yards unless, you know, something odd happened, like it was a drivable par 4 or something like that.
All right. Byron Nelson used to always say, I'm playing to a favorite club.
Yeah.
Byron Nelson's favorite club was his 6-iron. He could hit it anywhere from 135 to 170, he used to say. He would play to that distance, make sure he hit it. Do you have a go-to distance or a go-to club?
Yeah. I think for me it's more of a range. Anywhere from like 110 to 150 is something I think I'm really comfortable with. Any club in that gap, that's usually anything from a pitching wedge to an 8-iron. Is a pretty good comfort level, I think. So that's where I'm trying to hit it.
All right, you and I visited it just about a month or so ago. So since that time, here you are standing as the ACC Player of the Year. How big is that for you?
That's awesome. Something that, you know, obviously I dreamed about, and it was a goal that I wrote down and had in my mind. But obviously to actually accomplish it, it's just really, really cool.
All right, so you are kind of the look-to guy, though, on this team. All the other guys are kind of looking to you. How do you go about leading this bunch?
I think I've always just tried to lead by example as best I could. I try to be as good as an example all the time, but, you know, it's not always easy, especially on the golf course. You got to have a good attitude no matter what. And, these guys definitely keep a good eye out, and they're trying to get better every week. And that makes it a lot easier because they're trying to get better.
Talk to Colby about this. Portion of this is stroke play, but the big portion of it, you play for the national championship, it's match play. How does that set in with this group?
I think it's pretty good. Obviously, we haven't played a lot of match play. We played last semester, we played that match play event. We ended up winning, which was pretty cool. So that leaves a good taste of match play for us. And I think we just have some guys that are really mentally tough and match play is more about mental toughness and kind of being able to block out what the other guy's doing.
All right. Then lastly, I'm going to let you give a shout-out to Mom and Dad a little bit, because I follow them on social media. We're kind of friends together, so I kind of watch, you know, what's going on. How big are they for you, just as support for you?
They're awesome. I couldn't ask for better parents to have. They go to every single event. They walk on the cart path every single round. I mean, it's just, I couldn't ask for anything better. So I love them, and I'm just thankful to have them.
All right, I actually lied to you. What's beyond this? I mean, what after this is over, what then happens? Do you kind of have a plan?
I do. I'm going to go up to, I got my Canadian status, so actually right after NCAAs is over, I'll fly directly up to Canada to play in the first Canadian Tour event, and I'll actually fly from there back here to play in the BMW in Greenville. So,
you excited to get this going?
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped.
All right. I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, all the best to you and the guys. I think this, you only got a grand opportunity ahead of you,
and
it just comes between the ears. I think if you all mentally get this done, you can get it done.
Yep, I definitely think so. I think it's all about, like I said, just having confidence and believing that we can.
All right, there you go. That's our podcast for the day. Bryson Nimmer there with Colby Patton also with us. Don't forget, for everything Clemson Athletics, ClemsonTigers.com is right there at your fingertips. For Colby Patton, Bryson Nimmer, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.